Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion of episode 151. This is part two, Forgiveness and Condemnation Can't Mix. Today is Sunday, June 13th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota because we have no boundaries. It's located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you live anywhere in Minnesota and you need food, and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also join the online community at the top of the homepage at www.pastorpaul.org. You're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. There you're going to find interactive links to scriptures within Pastor Paul's messages. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Now here's a lineup for the month of June. These are the podcasts. I Am Justified, Forgiveness and Condemnation Can't Mix, Lights in Dark Places, Your Business or His Business. Thank you for joining the podcast, and be sure to join us each week, Friday for part one, Sunday for part two, in the conclusion of Pastor Paul's weekly podcasts. Have a great month of June, and God bless you.
Did you go all day without Jesus? No, you better totally depend on the Lord. Totally, when you get up in the morning, practice. Lord, where's my shoes? He'll tell you. They're under the bed. You say, no, they aren't. They're downstairs. I remember taking them off down. You go downstairs and go all over the house. Won't listen to the Lord. Come back upstairs. You know where they're at? Under the bed. Total dependence upon Jesus. By myself, and I can tell you, by myself, I am condemned. But see, grace woke me up and brought me in. Now, Jesus in the Bible is typified by the city of refuge. You are like the manslayer in the Bible who fled to a city of refuge, and inside the gate he was safe. And so it is with inside of our Savior's wounds. We are safe. We are not only safe, we are secure. We are not only secure, we are eternally saved. Well, you know, this is a hard message to preach to some people, because you know why? They just don't want to understand it. But let's go a little deeper. Now listen to this word. Paul says, therefore. Why therefore? Well, because they are already in Christ Jesus, therefore is a conclusion. Well, I'm already saved. Therefore, it is a conclusion. Because they're in Christ Jesus, they can never be condemned. Therefore, wouldn't everybody want to preach something like that? Well, now I'm saved. Therefore, well, now I'm bought by the blood. Therefore, by now by the stripes I am healed. Therefore, a conclusion. Therefore, there's no condemnation to me. Therefore, substitution. He became our substitute, it says in the Bible. He suffered for us, and he paid the price in full. Can you hang a criminal twice? No. The death is all the law condemns. One death. Now, you legalists, Jesus died for me. Yeah, he did. And he died for you, too. Did you know that? You can't hang me again. Jesus already died for me. Now, that's a good message, ain't it? Whew. Now allow me to read to you from King James, and listen to this real careful. And I know I'll get some letters on it. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, and listen very carefully, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But now notice in the New American Standard that they have omitted this, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I ask myself, why? Simply because it is not in the original manuscripts. Not there. The oldest copies are without it. We must admit that it was added, inserted in later copies by some penman who thought that he had a little wiser in his own conceit, and he had to give God a little help with the grace message. And so he added, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And don't we do the same thing? We add little things. You're saved if. Hear it now. How many know God's grace is sufficient to take you through? And how many know that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus? None. But I suppose this person said like this, I better mend this portion of Scripture. Now, how to get in there anyway, I wondered. And I thought to myself, and I come to this conclusion, because there are many who are afraid of the doctrine of full justification. They are afraid of it. I am justified. They're afraid of that. They are afraid sinners would get too much comfort out of their faith. I'm justified. Well, you know, if you're in some kind of sin and you repeat that, which would be the truth, and you're repeating it, I am justified, conviction is still there. Condemnation isn't there. But there's conviction. What is conviction? A conviction to change. Well, what if you don't change? It gets heavier. Things start happening. Circumstances come into your life. You open yourself up to satanic attack. But you're still justified. You're still saved. You're still covered by the blood. But I think some of these people have questioned the wisdom of ascribing salvation wholly to the man's being in Christ Jesus. That is what it is. Being in Christ Jesus. That's what saves you. That's what heals you. That's what gets you through. That's what helps you make it through your day. But I think the grace message has been tampered with because of the prejudice and fear and self-righteousness. We are not justified by the manner of our walk, but by the being in Christ Jesus. It isn't how you walk. It isn't how religious you look. It isn't any of those things. And I'll tell you, I know, I've done it myself. Man, you carry your Bible and you get a little bit legal that day and everything is going good and you're walking along. Oh, man, you're just such a greatness in God and you just get so exalted in yourself and pretty soon you start to get miserable. You know why? Because you're in yourself. You're not seeing people. You're not seeing their need. You're not feeling their need. You don't know anything about what they're going through, and you don't even see them as a burden. All you can do is just quote scriptures to them. And pretty soon, you start to get dry and tight-lipped and mean and bored and lonesome and critical. Why? Because the love of God ain't there. Guess who moved? You did. You moved. And you just make yourself more and more and more miserable. So then you got to judge the whole church. Oh, that's a rotten church. And you started out with one person. And pretty soon it's all the churches like that. And then pretty soon it's all the whole city. And then pretty soon it's all of Christianity. Some of the meanest folks are legalists that backslid. Boy, when they slide, they got slivers in the seat of their pants the size of 4x4s. Say amen, somebody. It's the truth, because they live under that heavy legal spirit. They got to break down with it. And when they break down with it, they're meaner than hell itself. God, they're mean. Say amen, somebody. You ever feel yourself getting mean? I have. Never felt yourself getting mean? Put your hands up. Mean, mean, mean. But you know something? You're still justified, mean as you are. I thought to myself, where did this penman get this words for the fourth verse? Well, he borrowed them from the fourth verse to help the Holy Spirit out. Sometimes we think we have to help the Holy Spirit out. One night I was preaching in this, and every time I'd say something, this woman would poke. And the kid, this young kid was sitting in the middle, and this woman would poke, and then there was this older sister on this side, and she poked the kid. And finally the kid sat up and he says, "That's not the Holy Spirit." The mother was jabbing him with one elbow, and the sister was jabbing him with the other elbow. He says, "That's not the Holy Spirit." They were helping the Holy Ghost up. See, 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 see. But anyway, you listening, you desire to know your state? Ask yourself, am I in Christ Jesus? And if you can answer it from your heart, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. It's for you. Now, others may judge your walk better than you can judge it yourself. But you see, it's your union with Christ Jesus is best known to you. I know better than anybody else where I'm at in Christ Jesus. And yet I don't lean upon my own understanding, don't get me wrong. I go by the Word of God, and the Word of God says there is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about if I'm saved or if I'm not saved. I'm talking about what degree that I'm in the Holy Ghost, where I'm at, how hot I am in God. I know that better than anybody else. Don't worry about people judging you. You know where you're at in Jesus better than they do. You're living inside of that miserable flesh. Say amen, somebody. You don't have to tell somebody when they did wrong. You did wrong. You have to tell them. They know they live there. Oh, really? How many hearing this? How many know when we do wrong, we inherently know it, even if we try to make it all right? Well, I talked about this brother or that sister, but it was just constructive criticism. They're laying in the floor with their tongue hanging out. What kind of construction is that? Looks more like destruction to me. You know where you're at tonight. You listening on the radio, you know where you're at today. We know where we're at. We're hidden in Christ, in God. But I'm talking about experientially. We know where we're at that very moment. Nobody has to tell us. That's when you need the grace message for yourself. Everybody needs it. Otherwise, you're walking around, you're guilty. Man, everything, every word, it's me. Guilty. I mean, you can hardly even relax. Hey, there is no condemnation. Say that to you. Say that. There is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. You have to tell that to yourselves every once in a while, don't you? Now, you mothers and fathers, maybe you just get the urge to kick your little one in the seat of the pants, in the diaper, and lift them up off of the floor. And then you struggle with that. Oh, God, I wanted to kick my own child. Oh. I had a mother in here, and she says, I had this terrible urge to pour coffee over my little one's feet. And I said, well, that's just the devil talking to you, okay? And I says, I'll tell you something else. People get those urges all of the time. Put your hands up. Urges like that. Not exactly like that, but like that. Come to people. They do. Now, this is what you got to do when those urges come. There is therefore now, no, now, right now, when I wanted to boot Junior all the way up into the balcony. Boop! There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Absolutely, positively, irrevocably, none. But you try to overcorrect. Oh, I want to do this terrible thing. I want to do this terrible thing. Oh, I got to get better. I got to get better. Oh, I got to go preach the word. I got to get on the phone. Oh, are you saved? Are you this? Are you that? Huh? How many are hearing this? And you get to be weird. Is it the truth? Have you found yourself getting weird by trying to overcorrect? Putting your head in some kind of a screw vise? Let's go on here. Now preaching from verse 4 here. We notice such a man in Christ Jesus has received the Holy Spirit, for it says, he walks according to his guidance. The third person guides him. Now I can tell between myself and the Lord when the third person is guiding me, and I'll tell you why I know. When the Lord says, Paul, do that, Paul, or don't do that, Paul. Well, that's a deal between me and Jesus, me and the Holy Spirit. I asked one time, I says, how do I know when it's you talking to me? How do I know if it isn't myself, my flesh, the devil, the Lord, some demon? How do I know? He says, I'll call you by your name. I'll call you. So something calls me and I jump up, I run over there, and I just think, well, now that wasn't the Lord, because he didn't call me by my name. How many hearing this? That wasn't the Lord, because he didn't call me, and it doesn't line up with Scripture, by the way, either. And it doesn't line up with love. It might line up with a letter, but it doesn't line up with the royal law of love. See, you can preach at people and you can give them a letter, but it doesn't give them life. It gives them death. Gives them condemnation. Woo! How many hearing this? But the third person guides us. Praise God, we don't lead ourselves. Praise God, we're not allowed to allow our flesh. We're not to allow our flesh to be the leader. The Holy Spirit, it says, guides us into all truth. You know what? When the Holy Spirit guides you in the truth, you're not going to like yourself too much. Because he won't lead you into the truth about somebody else. He'll lead you into the truth about yourself. Yeah. When he says he will lead you into all truth, he doesn't lead you into the truth about somebody else. He leads you into all truth about yourself. And then when you find out about yourself and how the Holy Spirit can deliver you and lead you into all truth, you gain a light and you gain a revelation you can share with somebody else. And it's still not a condemning thing. It's an awakening and it's an enlightening, and it's showing you yourself, and it's giving you an experience in deliverance so you can minister to other people. God, I've been through many deliverances. But anyway, by faith we are in Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit is in us. And how can we be condemned? Them that are in Christ Jesus. How? I mean, that's an absolute in God. That is the truth, and then that's the truth of the whole. What a bold speech, I thought, Paul. You said the thing you would not do, you did. Well, Paul would answer like this: free grace allows me boldness. Now, if you're out there and somebody's condemning you, you just look them right in the eye and you say, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And you point your finger right at them and say, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That I know. How many are hearing this? Did you know there's people out there right now that are suffering? That are in a siege of condemnation? That need someone to say, hey, it's all right? That need mercy? Well, who can judge you? It says, it is God that justifieth. Who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Oh, I'll tell you. No condemnation. You should want to get up tonight and beat a drum, blow a horn, play the piano. You might be poor. Maybe you're listening on the radio. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're a miserable stinker. You know how many miserable people there are? You know why they say misery loves company? Because it's the truth. That's why they say it. You know what? If someone wants to be miserable, don't join company. Be merciful, but don't join company. One thing is for sure, you are no longer condemned. Oh, change your direction. Start to give out the royal law of love. It says in the Bible, love overlooks all things, beareth all things, endureth all things, never takes into account a wrong suffering. You don't take into account wrong suffering. You minister, you people out there that got a job and God has given you a job to do. Don't judge. Get on with the job that God has got you to do and just say, well, hey, this is a job, this is a burden God has given me, and I'm going to go on with it. I mean, one more piece of scripture before I close here in about 5 minutes, and it's like this, Psalm 37, 32, and 33. It says like this: the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. I've been involved in that thing in my ministry in the last 14 years. I've seen that many times. And that goes on. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, that's the wicked hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. And I thought to myself, if it wasn't for the law of the land right now here in the USA, there would be such a massacre of the righteous like you've never seen. Do you know that? The way that they're slamming Christians right now, if it wasn't for the law of the land, do you realize what would happen to Christians? And do you realize that the law of the land is slipping right now? Do you realize what a precarious situation that we're in right now? Do you? As more and more rights are taken away from the church? Whoa. I started to think about this and I thought, Jesus was watched by his enemies. Man, they watched him night and day. And it says in the Bible they were thirsting after his blood. And I don't think that we should look for favor where our master found only misery and death. You aren't going to be loved by all men, don't you know that? And it says the Lord will not leave him in his hand. And I thought to myself, oh, the wonderful God of ours often appears to deliver his servants. When he does so in this life as to their bodies. He gives their soul such joy. That doesn't matter. People can be on your case and you'll wonder, well, why have I got this inward joy? See, everything comes from the inside because the kingdom of God is within. And they can be watching you. They can be waiting for you. They can be standing over you with 2x4s. Preacher, hear it. And it doesn't matter because in that time, deliverance will come from the inward man and you'll have a joy and you'll have a peace. And you'll have a triumphant power. Now listen, you might be in the enemy's hand right now, somebody listening on the radio. Maybe you are. But you can't be left there. And this finishes up like this, and it says, nor condemn him when he is judged. Time shall reverse the verdict of haste. A lot of time we set a judgment on someone, and we do it in haste. But the Bible says time will reverse it, or else then eternity shall clear it away, the condemnation of time. God will have his way. In due season, just men will be justified. Stand on that. Don't worry about it. I mean, there's going to be temporary setbacks, temporary injustices, but you tolerate those things in order that the providence of for God's purposes may go ahead. The right shall appear in due season. Don't worry about it. There's going to come a time. Now listen, to each one of the true saints that are following the Lord, when for a time you're going to have to go through a judging, maybe falsely, although you shouldn't be judged, but maybe it's falsely. Allow it. And right in the middle of that thing, you'll have peace if you allow it. Right in the middle of that thing, you'll have joy if you allow it. Right in the middle of that thing, you'll have a triumphant power in knowing that there is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, and that a time of revealing will come. Your light affliction is but for a little while. What does that mean? It means you don't have a lot of light, but it's an affliction. You don't have a lot of light to see what's going on, but it's only for a little while. Don't condemn yourself. For it is God, it says, that judges. Has someone in here tonight been condemning themselves? Maybe so. Maybe you want to put your hand up. I've been condemning myself ever since I was a Christian. Is anybody like that? Is just continually condemning themselves all the time? That live under that terrible pressure of condemnation? Oh, my. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let somebody get you into fits of anger. Don't do that. Don't let somebody jive you. Don't let somebody, you know, ninny-nanny-ninny you until you get into anger. And then you get into condemning yourself for getting angry. And there's a lot of folks like that. There is therefore now no condemnation. You got to say that, because thoughts like kicking the kids' diapers will come into your minds. And I just use that. You know what I mean? I just use that. But it does happen. And you have to know continually and constantly and always there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Maybe you're sitting out there and you're having some kind of trouble and sin listening on the radio out there. Well, okay, judge me if you want to. It doesn't matter to me because I know Bible. I know the grace of God. There is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Get into Paul's ministry. Get into the ministry of Jesus Christ. And this is what you give other people. There is no... therefore, now no condemnation to them. Maybe you'll think of yourself, oh, wretched man, who delivered me? And you jump into Romans 8. But you'll be going back and forth. You always live in that. You always live in that. And what you have to do is just see yourself as God does. Totally loves you. Totally. See, God isn't didn't have to acquire love. He didn't have to learn how to love. He is love. Solid love. And that's what all we have to give away down here in the north side. That is it. I have to move on in what I'm doing down here, and I have to pray that the grace of God gives me more love. See, because we always need more of that, don't we? Huh? Don't we? About the time we think we got love, and we start going, oh, I've got so much love. And then God says, well, prove it then. And he'll send somebody, oh, most unlovely people your way. But you can now prove it. And he'll put you through the fire by having somebody unlovely come to you. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Until then, all of these trials come. Well, now what's going on, God? He ain't here very long anyway. The world says it. Here today and gone tomorrow. And I wish you were gone tonight, brother. Oh, never mind on the radio. And remember, whatever you give out, that's what you give back again. You might be on the same bus I am. No, the whole total message is, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. What a fantastic, beautiful scripture. For those that suffer, and brand new babes in Christ, they go through a type of hell. And they get into Romans 7, they read it, and then they pop into Romans 8, and they get the relief of saying, you know what? They jump right back into Romans 7 again. Read it over again. We like to just naturally suffer all the time, don't we? It's sort of sadistic with ourselves, see? Isn't it true? Yeah, we do. We feel that if we do penance and we got lashes on our back and we say, see, look how I suffered for Jesus. It doesn't have nothing to do with it. Boy, look at me. My knees are all bloody. I walked from California to Minnesota because I wasn't a very good Christian. I proved something. Yeah, wow, look at my knees. The holes in my blowouts in my knees and my pants here. Well, what do you think of that? Well, sure. I made it. And I'm getting to heaven. It's a hard way to go, but that's what I feel, huh? There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's knowing where you're at in Christ Jesus, that it's a finished work, that it's all done. You can get bloody knees, cut off your nose and your ears, and jab your eyes out, cut your legs off. Doesn't make any difference. Cut your head off. Hold it in your hands and say, here's what I did for you. It doesn't do anything. It's already done. You trying to get some of the credit by bringing your lousy old head up there? That ain't got nothing. Or showing your knees off or something like that ain't got nothing to do with it at all. Jesus has already done it all. All you have to do is just receive it, see? And now why I'm preaching this is because this is what you need to give away to other people. But we forget the simple gospel, and we don't give that away to other people. You got to get saturated in something yourself. Now, you can't give something away you don't have. If you aren't full of forgiveness when you leave in the morning, let me tell you something. You haven't got nothing to give any other people. If you can't forgive yourself, how can you give forgiveness to somebody else? You haven't received it for yourself. That's like me. If somebody asks me for $10, they don't have it, I can't give it to them. But if I've received $10, then I got $10 to give to somebody else. And what have you got to give somebody else anyway? Righteousness and peace, and you can give them love, you can give them all these things because you've gained this. You got the love of God, you got salvation to give them, you've got peace, and you got power, and you got victory, and you have to remind yourself that you got these things. And you got the love of the Lord, and you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you have a no condemnation message. Hey, I got a message for you. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You are totally and irreversibly, you cannot reverse a decision. The decision has been made. You are saved. You know what? Now, you know this down the north side down here. There's people that today they're saved, tomorrow they're unsaved, and they're back and forth. What a bunch of nonsense. They're saved. Period. Did you understand this message tonight? Now you start giving that away, you know what will happen to you? You'll get filled with what you give away. Pushed down, packed together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. They'll give it back to you. Lord, I thank you for this audience here tonight. I thank you for the no condemnation in Christ Jesus message. God, I ask that you just fill us with the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost and the recognizing of the power of the blood to give away the message that you have foreordained for us before the foundation of the world was even founded, to put upon our lips and fill our mouth with it, hallelujah, with the grace message to give out there to that world that's sick and sorry, to, Lord, be filled with the presence of the living God, to get our mind off ourselves, to get our mind off of condemning ourselves for the many times that we fall and try to get up. Lord, right now, by ourselves, we cannot get up, we can't lay down, we can't do anything. But for the grace of God, there goes I. Lord, help us to recognize the great gift that you've given us right now and to fasten our eyes on Christ and the great finished work that's been done and give that which you have given to us and give that away, Lord, and not ourselves and not our rules and not our regulations and different things and different trials we're going through and preach that misery that we're going through, but preach the free message and be filled with that which we preach. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now, is there anyone in here tonight that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody? Anybody in here? Anybody? Now, I want you to tonight to take this message out of here. And the next time you go to condemn yourself, you remember that message. And you know you'll be doing it right along. And you can feel it. Sometimes you don't openly do it, but you start to feel down. It's because you're under condemnation again. Every time you start to get down a little bit, then you're into condemnation. And condemnation is unbelief. And you start to get under this pressure again, and you start to sort of dry out. Just say that in the morning when you wake up. See what it does to your spirit. There is therefore no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. It'll change your whole day. Yeah, it will. change your whole day. And give that away to people. You see somebody that's real down, walk right. If you see somebody that's really down, and maybe they've talked about somebody and they're feeling down in their spirit about it, or maybe they've done this or done that, walk over to them and whisper and say, "Did you know there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus?" And just look at them. Yeah, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Every time you see somebody down, they are in a siege of condemnation. And they kind of come under a curse. And they have to hear those words. There is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And let it sink into their head. And if they don't look like they're getting it, say, "Repeat this after me." Well, it's a message you're all going to have to hear, and you're all going to have to preach if you really want to get free. Oh, how we need to learn that message. I am justified. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Okay, is there anybody in here that would just like to give a quick word to the radio audience about maybe you've condemned yourself through the week, or maybe you've done something like that? It'll set somebody else free that's out there, because it seems like we like to legalize ourselves all the time. Just one real quick testimony. Anybody that's been doing that lately? Anybody? Anybody? Condemned yourself about some kind of a little thing? Well, I know you all did anyway. All right. Lord, we thank you tonight. We ask that you just bless each one in this audience. Bless the radio audience. Bless the Northside Ministries, Lord. And we just thank you for what you're doing down here. We ask that you give us the grace message and indwell, Lord, that we may preach it with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.